And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 23rd of February, 2010. It's the birthday of George Handel, the composer, born in Halle, Germany, in 1685, who wrote his oratorio Messiah in 25 days and after said, "I think God has visited me." It's the birthday of Samuel Pepys, born London, 1633, who on New Year's Day in 1660 resolved to keep a diary and wrote it in a form of shorthand using consonants and no vowels. But when he was writing about sensitive things, his extramarital affairs and so on, he substituted some French or Spanish or German or Latin or Greek or sometimes code words. He wrote about a time when his wife walked in on him and a maidservant engaged in an intimate act. Pepys wrote that his wife, coming up suddenly, did find me embracing the girl, con my hand sub su coats, and indeed I was with my mane in her. I was at a wonderful loss upon it, and the girl also. He kept the diary for 10 years, quit because his eyesight was failing. And a lot of what we know about the English Restoration period today, we know because of Samuel Pepys. There was only one newspaper in London. It was a government newspaper. It was censored. And from Samuel Pepys, we get eyewitness accounts of the coronation of King Charles II and the Great Plague and the Great Fire of London in 1666. He loved music. He was good at playing the violin and the lute and had a good singing voice and performed in coffee shops. Samuel Pepys wrote, "Music and woman, I cannot but give way to whatever my business is." He wrote, "The truth is, I do indulge myself a little the more in pleasure, knowing that this is the proper age of my life to do it, and out of my observation that most men that do thrive in the world do forget to take pleasure during the time that they are getting their estate, but reserve that till they have got one, and then it is too late for them to enjoy it." Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, entitled Failing and Flying. Everyone forgets that Icarus also flew. It's the same when love comes to an end or the marriage fails, and people say they knew it was a mistake, that everybody said it would never work, that she was old enough to know better. But anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Like being there by that summer ocean on the other side of the island while love was fading out of her, the stars burning so extravagantly those nights that anyone could tell you they would never last. Every morning she was asleep in my bed like a visitation, the gentleness in her like antelope standing in the dawn mist. Each afternoon I watched her coming back through the hot, stony field after swimming, the sea light behind her and the huge sky on the other side of that. Listened to her while we ate lunch. How can they say the marriage failed? Like the people who came back from Provence when it was Provence and said it was pretty, but the food was greasy. I believe Icarus was not failing as he fell, but just coming to the end of his triumph. Failing and Flying, a poem by Jack Gilbert from his collection Refusing Heaven, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.